Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Morgan number two was talking about, and we'll start with this, that there's going to be a new Hunger Games book. Did you know about that?
Oh my gosh, no, but I mean,
I didn't get to it, but... Hey,
what do 25-year-olds care about?
So it's a prequel book that's coming in 2020. There's no title yet, but it takes place 64 years before Katniss was in the Hunger Games.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's pre-pre. I mean, it's before Katniss is alive, obviously.
Yeah.
I loved Hunger Games. The books were so good to me that when people would get to read them for the first time, I would get jealous.
Same.
Because I just loved them so much when I'd read the Hunger Games.
Katniss, that's Jennifer Lawrence?
Yes.
Eddie, it's before Jennifer Lawrence. That's who played Katniss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they were real good. I thought they were great. So wait, who's it going to be based around?
So fans think the theory is it's going to be around the character Mags. If you remember her in the movie, she's the super old lady that Katniss worked with. And they think it's like around her first Hunger Games is when this whole book will take place.
Oh, what if she was in the Hunger Games? Oh, we're nerding out a little bit. But I loved it. I love those books.
But it'll be out on May 19th, 2020.
I'm assuming same writer?
Yes and no. They haven't confirmed that yet. Okay. So.
It's Judy Blume. Is Judy Blume still alive?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Let me Google that. Thank you. What do 25-year-olds care about? Raymundo said that murder mystery movie is really good, huh, Raymundo, on Netflix?
Yeah.
I know he mentioned it yesterday, but you watched it?
Yeah, I watched it. My girlfriend got me into it with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my preview. You know when it comes on the top left of the screen is all something they're trying to get you to watch? That's all mine is right now is murder mystery. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, Netflix comedies haven't done it for me. Or the Adam Sandler comedies that I've seen haven't been so good.
I'm telling you, this one's good. It's really, if you're in a relationship, it's really a great date movie. It's couples humor. So you're joking around the stuff that irritates you about the person, the guy being a cheapskate, the girl loving murder mystery novels. It's all about having a girlfriend and feeling that kind of humor. If you're not into kind of like rom-coms, then it's not for you.
But you liked it though.
Honestly, Adam Sandler's back and there's like, it's crime. Try and solve the crime.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, so it's a little bit of drama and the comedy.
Who else saw this? Morgan, too, and you kind of liked it?
Yeah, it just had cheesy moments. The murder stuff was a little cheesy.
On purpose?
I think so.
Yeah.
Very Adam Sandler. Like, have you seen Mr. Deeds?
No.
You never seen Mr. Deeds?
Oh, surely you've seen Mr.
Bones.
Deeds.
No.
Like, way back?
Is that where he stabbed himself in the foot because his foot's dead or something?
Well, he kind of, yeah. Yes.
No, that's I don't think so.
Well, it's very Mr. Deeds-esque. Like, that's the kind of humor that it has.
I kind of lost on Adam Sandler when he started being more family-friendly.
Okay.
Like, I was a big Adam... When I was an idiot kid, and obviously, musically, he's a huge inspiration, but when Adam Sandler was Big Daddy was good.
I lost him at Spanglish.
That wasn't a comedy.
It was like, I'm out.
What was it goes back to school called? Billy Madison.
Billy Madison, a great movie.
Great.
Yeah. Happy Gilmore, awesome.
Like, generationally good.
Yeah.
Like, but then, you know, once he started doing all the kid stuff, I didn't have kids. I never saw Grown Ups with all the celebrities.
Yeah, Daddy, what's that one?
Is it called
Grown Ups?
Yeah, okay. I think so. But I think his special on Netflix is the funniest one I've ever seen.
It's awesome.
Of all the Netflix specials, I think that's the funniest comedy thing I've ever seen is his new Netflix one. Raymundo, how many... Adam Sandler, what are you rating it? How do you give it?
Well, since it's a murder mystery, it's Clue. I give it 4 Clue pieces out of 5, and I think he has secret people from the past movies that he's been in this movie.
He always does.
Is Rob Schneider in it? People
no,
like that?
Not him.
David Spade?
It's the dude from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
They got his hand cut off by the alligator.
Oh, Apollo Creed?
Chubbs.
Yeah. Chubbs is in it.
Apollo Creed.
He always does that.
All right, Raymundo, thank you.
Yeah.
There you go. I started watching When They See Us last night a little bit. Morgan number two, did you watch that?
Yeah.
All of it?
It was a bad decision. Do not watch it all at once.
Because it's so depressing?
Yeah. You just will be like emotionally not okay.
Is it good?
It's really good.
I started watching it and I wasn't in the mood for it.
Yeah. You definitely have to be like emotionally prepared to deal with it.
Because it's based on it's a true story. It is a true story. Yeah. And so I started it and then I watched it and I was like, I'm not in the right place for this.
Oh, and it'll put you in an even worse place by the end of it.
But what's it about?
Yeah, where do you watch it and what is it?
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
And it's about the Central Park Five.
Mm-hmm.
And it's these five young kids from 14 to 16 years old that basically kind of get framed for the, like, rape of a woman.
Oh, yeah, my wife saw this.
Murdered and raped. Yeah, she was jogging.
Yeah, and then it like comes out.
And it wasn't
like,
them.
Oh, wow.
How they get unveiled is just insane. How like, this
It's
whole...
not a documentary, though, because I thought it was going to be a documentary. It's mm-hmm. actually a scripted show where you're watching, you know, just a serious...
Yeah, story.
Law and Order type
thing. So based on true events.
Yeah, it's wild. And I watched it last night. I was like, I got to go. I'm not in it right now. I started watching Dead to Me again. I'm 6 episodes into Dead to Me.
That's good.
Yeah, which is real good. Anybody done with that show? No?
Never, me,
no,
I haven't seen it.
Just me.
But you're done.
Yeah.
Are good. There more twists?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, at the end, you're like, yeah, okay.
And then, so, no Black Mirror for you guys?
Nope.
We talked about that yesterday, no Black Mirror.
But you know what I did see that was pretty good was...
8 Mile.
No, I haven't seen 8 Mile. Always Be My Maybe.
Oh yeah, Mike D loves that on Netflix.
Dude, Bones, you should check it out. It's really good.
It is?
Yes. It's funny.
Yeah, the girl with the comedy special is that...
Allie Wong?
Yeah, she's pregnant. They always put that advertisement up on my Netflix. She's pregnant doing a comedy special. She's the one in it.
Because she does have a comedy special now at the same time. Yeah. It's a good movie,
Is anybody
though.
Else watching Unsolved?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's the one I was telling you about when we recorded the podcast, Bobbycast, a murder of Tupac and Biggie.
I've just seen so many of those stories and documentaries and podcasts that I feel like I've seen it all.
Okay. It's interesting. Josh Duhamel's in it. And
he played Tupac or Biggie. whichever side he's on was not a good casting.
I will say the guys they got to play Tupac and Biggie look just like Tupac and Biggie. You're like, well, this is weird. They look just like them.
On in Notorious, the movie, the guy looks just like Biggie, mm-hmm. but it's Biggie's son.
Oh, that's crazy.
I wonder if it's Biggie's son playing in this.
No,
I don't, because
he wouldn't do that movie and then this movie.
Oh, I don't know. This is
the same
TV
game. He plays Biggie in every show. All he does is play
this
his dad
is a
and
TV
all.
Show.
That'd be terrible.
Yeah,
it's
but
a
I mean,
series, but it's more from the LA. It's all from the cop's perspective.
I think that would be interesting. I'm so in.
And all the cops that worked on Death Row. Like records or worked for
like
Death Row.
Paid.
Yeah, they're yeah. like they all of them were like moonlighting.
Like Suge Knight was paid. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
They're on the payroll.
Wow.
What? That was his son? And Notorious? Was it not? Maybe it's his son in Amy's show then.
Listen, I don't know. I'm just telling you, he sounds just like Biggie. He looks just like Biggie.
Yeah, well, I know that was Ice Cube's son in that one.
Oh, yes.
Right?
That's unmistakable. What? Unmistakable? Like they look, they're like twins.
Maybe it wasn't his son then. Who knows?
Well, could be. I'm telling you. Looks just like him.
Did you guys watch the Tupac one? Because Tupac had one, too.
Yeah, what's that one?
This one is Tupac and Biggie, but...
No, but Tupac had like a movie, a major motion picture, right? Was it mm-hmm. called like Changes or something?
No. God, what is it?
Man, if I haven't seen that, I need to.
Maybe, listen.
I love Tupac.
What was it called?
Yeah, All Eyes on Me. I did watch it.
Oh,
yeah,
I need to watch good. That. Why have I not seen that?
And it was
that?
Tupac's son who played him.
No, it was not.
I'm assuming everybody's his son now.
I don't know. But all these Tupac movies that come out, like whoever plays Tupac looks just like Tupac. It makes me believe that it is Tupac.
All right.
Like he's playing himself secretly and the joke's on you later on in life. Andy Kaufman stuff. All right. I think that's it for today. Anything you want to say, Amy?
No, but I got to write that down. All Eyes on Me.
Oh, it's not good, huh?
No, watch it, Amy, because you're such a fan.
I know.
You'll
yeah.
like it. Oh, and Bones, Judy Blume is still alive.
Wow, she's got to be in her 90s, huh?
She's 81.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's spry. A young Judy Blume.
Yeah, she didn't do Amelia Bedelia, did she?
No.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe like
those
that
are
up.
The two kind of books that I remember.
Like, I'm not feeling that I'm recalling well. If today I was doing Win Bobby's Money, I would not win. My recall's not good.
Everyone missed their chance today.
Who wrote Amelia Bedelia?
Yeah.
I read Amelia Bedelia.
Dude, those books were so funny to me.
Who?
Judy Blume?
Yeah.
And the question is, who wrote Amelia Bedelia?
You also asked what
she did. There we go. Peggy Parrish.
Ah, oh, Peggy.
Oh, man.
Is she alive?
She changed our lives. Oh, Peggy Parrish.
You guys remember the personal pan pizza you get for Book It?
Yes, dude.
From Pizza Hut.
From Pizza Hut.
You read the books, you get the pizza.
I mean, get that.
I would never read the books and then take the test, and sometimes I would get a Book It.
Oh, I'd read every book. I was just pizza galore because I was nailing those books. All right, that's the deal. Thank you, everyone, and we'll get started with today's show. Here is Tuesday's show. All right, good luck.
Bob and Bones.
You can find us on Facebook, too, at Bobby Bones Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Garth Brooks is in later, which is cool. Got a Garth Brooks world premiere coming up in just a few seconds. First of all, let's go over and talk to Erica in Austin. Hey, Erica.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What do you want to say?
Oh, I just listened to your segment about social media and how everyone is being negative. And I just absolutely love the thought that you and the whole team, the B team, we try to stay as positive as we can. We kind of, you know, brush off the haters in a sense. And I absolutely love that about your show.
You know, we do try our best. No one's perfect, but we do try our best. And my whole thing with that segment was, you know, instead of writing something mean, just move on. You're actually wasting energy, wasting my time. So that's all. I just don't like the hating on our social media for when artists come in. And they come in and they play a song and they put themselves out there and you're going to be like, they're not good. Okay, let me hear you sing, expert. Not you, Erica, not you. Obviously, I'm talking about you. Hey, thank you for the call, though. Appreciate that.
Of course. Have a good morning. Right. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Morning.
Did I do that yet?
No.
Morning, studio?
No.
Oh. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Thank you. She was obviously listening to that podcast before we came on. I like that. People who are up at like 3.
Yeah.
Listen to the podcast. It rolls right into the show.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Lunchbox loves this guy named Johnny Bananas, who's from what show is that?
He was Real World Key West, and now he's on The Challenge.
And so you and him met in Austin.
Yeah, randomly at a bar. I've been dreaming about it my whole life, and he just happened to be there, and he doesn't even live in Austin. I don't live in Austin. We were just there. It was like the skies and the stars brought us together one night.
So then you begged him to follow you on Instagram, and he did.
He did. And then I wanted to be his friend. And you guys gave me advice on how to direct message him, and so I direct messaged him, and I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and he DM'd me back.
Have you seen the DM?
No, I haven't opened it.
Oh, you won't open it?
No, I don't want to open it because I didn't want him to think that I was waiting for the DM.
Are you dating him?
It sounds like you are.
Oh, because if he reads it, he'll see that it's been seen.
Right, and if he sent it and I read
who cares?
12 minutes later, he's going to be like, dude's been waiting by his phone.
I'm on my phone all the time. It's nice to me when I see it almost immediately. But you haven't opened it. You want to let, like, Amy read it? You have to open it. It's been long enough. When did he send it to you?
Couple days.
Oh, you haven't opened in a couple days.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing it cool. I saw it came in. I probably saw it 3 minutes later.
But you didn't open it.
No.
A couple days. That might be too long, man.
I know. He's probably moved on.
Yeah.
You may be playing too hard to get. Okay, so what did you send him? What was the message you sent him on DM?
I said, hey, man, when you get back, good luck on the challenge. Make sure when you get back to hit me up. We got to stay in touch. We got to make Grindr proud.
Which Grindr is the dating app?
Oh, my gosh.
But,
yeah.
Right.
Well.
Right, got it. Okay, now.
You guys made me say Grindr.
No, we didn't make you do anything.
You told me it was a good idea. All right, you ready when we hit it?
I think you did.
Are you going to read it?
Yeah, I'll
read it.
Okay, here we go.
I'm nervous.
Go ahead, what does he say?
He says, better to be lucky than good, right? Talk soon, brother.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know, I don't really get it. Better to be lucky than good. Talk soon, bro. I mean, talk soon.
So, do I want to tell Lunchbox what happened?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. I don't know that you should.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't.
I think you should.
I mean,
did you want to be honest with
okay,
your friends,
fine.
Right?
Okay, fine. Then tell him. But Lunchbox, you need to be prepared for what you're about to hear.
Oh, let me get my camera.
No.
Sure? No, okay.
No.
You met Johnny Bananas?
I did not meet him.
You talked to Johnny Bananas. You got told for me to back off?
Yes. He reached out to me.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, your face.
This is getting awkward.
He did.
Just tell him.
He reached out to me and was like, would you please tell Lunchbox to leave me alone? I don't think he gets it. I don't think he gets
what?
I know. And then I was like, oh no, what do I do? And so I didn't say anything because I didn't know you were still trying to talk to him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, this is awkward. I'm going to unfollow him on Twitter real quick.
I'm not even, you know.
No, that's awkward, man. I thought we were boys.
You did go at him pretty aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
No, not aggressive. I saw him at a bar.
And you started screaming at him.
Screaming might be a little extreme. I saw him and I approached him. I got excited and I said, Bananas, because that's his name. Yeah. I was like, and it's a loud bar, so I don't know if he can hear me. And you want to make sure over the music, the crowd.
Well,
wow.
Message him back.
No. I'm not going to get banned from Twitter because Instagram. I don't want to get banned from Instagram because he says I'm harassing him.
No, no one said the word harassing. He was just like, hey, would you tell your boy Lunchbox to like chill out a little bit? It was like that.
Oh, man. How did he contact you? Like,
he texted me.
What? Text you? How did he get your number? He doesn't have my number. He didn't text me.
I don't know, man.
It's crazy how that works out.
Well, that was a lot of fun, man. I mean, dreams crushed. Like, that hurt. That was probably, boy.
But wouldn't you rather know?
Wouldn't you rather know?
Yeah, I'm sad. I'm just really hurt. Like, I thought we had a moment. I thought the stars aligned for us to be friends. And then you're telling me that he told me to back off.
I don't think it was about hanging out with you. I think it's just you were just going at him awfully aggressive. And the clips on the radio, you were like, I love him. I want to taste him. It was like,
bananas.
Yeah. Just you got to play it cooler. Remember we talked about playing it cooler?
Well, that's what I did. I didn't read it for a little bit. I didn't read it.
No,
that's probably
cool.
The coolest that you played was not reading that DM right away, but that's about it. But it's okay. Now you know, and you just kind of let it go.
It could have even been a fake guy texting.
I mean,
right. Yeah. That's true.
And who is this bananas guy, Johnny? Anyway,
like, no, he's amazing.
I
don't
didn't
say
know
that.
Who he was.
Don't.
Oh, I was trying to have your back.
I appreciate it, but you don't need to rip him.
He loves him so much. He just wants him to be happy.
He does.
Gosh, I am crushed right now. Like, this is so awkward. Yeah. Like, I have never been told to back off of a celebrity.
Well, yeah, you have every one of them. Mm-hmm. Remember Warren Sapp?
Oh, yeah, he was kind of mean.
Remember Emmett Smith?
Yeah.
Remember
Gwen Stefani said, don't touch me?
Yeah, she said, you can take a picture, but no touching. Yeah.
Misha Barton?
Yeah.
Oh,
Misha
my
Barton
gosh. Yeah,
me. She told you that.
So basically, every celebrity told you to back up.
But not one that he really, really, really cared about.
I care about them all because they're all super famous, but this one was a special one.
Okay, here's Lunchbox meeting Johnny Bananas, just so you can
tell
hear
me if I freaked out.
He's not yelling, screaming,
okay,
right?
Okay, here we go.
Guys, I met Bananas!
Where?
Oh, my God!
Where is
guys,
he?
This is a dream come true. Bananas!
Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing, buddy. Don't do anything.
Nah, you had fun.
See, the music's loud, the crowd's loud at the bar.
It's a good memory.
Well, no, it's kind of ruined now.
Well, there you have it.
I'm going to delete the picture.
Are you unfollowing him?
Yep. Going on Twitter. Unfollow.
Oh, wow.
Unfollow Johnny Bananas. There
we
go.
No.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Raymundo, what you got?
In sports, the Toronto Raptors had their victory parade. 4 people were shot. 3 were arrested. Police are looking into the parade footage. In other news, O.J. Simpson recently joined Twitter. He's been accused of sending threatening messages. He sent a direct message with knife emojis. Police are looking into that. And finally, in the Dominican Republic, a New Jersey man has become the 8th tourist to die. All of these are mysterious circumstances in the Dominican Republic in recent months. Authorities still looking into these.
The
Bobby Bones Show.
The story's from New Orleans. There was a delivery truck, and a guy who tried to steal the truck, carjack it, crawled into the back, and the guy was like, all right, just locked him in the truck.
Oh.
There was just a carjacker locked in the truck. The guy was like, got you, lock.
Oh, nice.
Take that.
What was that show called? Cash Cop Lunchbox?
Oh, bait.
Bait car.
It kind of feels like a bait car situation.
Yeah, I don't understand how he couldn't get out.
The attempted carjacking occurred just after 9 a.m. The delivery man returned to his truck to find the 29-year-old Lorenzo Casso inside the back of the truck. The delivery man asked Casso, he said, hey, leave. And the guy wouldn't do it, so he walked around to the driver's side, at which point he pushed him aside, and he just pulled it down, locked it. The guy couldn't get out.
Stuck.
He's stuck, and so it was like a jail. He was in his own delivery truck jail.
Yeah, it's probably dark in there, too.
They charged him with 1 count of attempt. You know, he felt so dumb, too, while he was in there. Yeah, there you go. I do want to do On This Day in Country Music. I like this one.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On This Day in
Country Music.
I do love Brooks and Dunn. On this day in 1997, they played a special fan club show at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. And they always stick around and sign autographs after shows. And so they stayed, and much like Garth did, they just stayed till everybody was done. And so when the show was over, they played a whole show. They finished at 9 a.m. They started signing at 9 a.m. And they didn't finish until 5 a.m. the next morning.
Wow.
They signed all the way through for 8 hours. Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
Crazy.
Yeah. During this time, fun fact, Brooks and Dunn won the CMA for Vocal Duo of the Year every year from 1991 to 2006, except for 1 year Montgomery Gentry won it. Yeah.
Wow.
So I like to share when country music artists are super cool with fans, or really anybody that's cool with people.
Bobby Bones.
Your daughter still at church camp?
Yeah. She gets home, I think, later tonight. So it'll be good. I've been nervous for her the whole time, though, and I need to, like, chill out because she's fine.
When did you send her off?
Saturday morning, like 6 a.m. So it's 4 days.
And no talk?
No talk.
No texting, no email?
She doesn't have her watch. I don't know what's going on. I just had to kind of, like, send her off. And, like, this is, like, a big deal because she's never spent the night anywhere that wasn't, like, with my sister. And that was even, like, we were in Colorado and we were at a house, like, a mile away, you know? So, crazy. But I think she'll do fine. I just hope she, like, makes friends. It's a good experience. She learns things. But, like, my kids don't have a lot of friends yet, really. So, I know they've been here a year and a half. They should have friends, but they don't really.
Well, they're also not in, I would say, a normal public school setting where you make a lot of friends.
Right.
Because their English was slow. You had to put them in, like, their own special school.
That's the problem. They haven't been in a normal school setting since they got here, and we're hoping to get them caught up. But yeah, and, like, in our neighborhood, there's not that many kids for them to play with. So I feel like this is their time to shine, like, meet friends.
So what was the church camp? Do you know what they were doing? Like, some of the stuff?
They're going a whitewater rafting. I know that. Oh. And then there's, like, a lake. I'm sure I was thinking back to, like, my church experience, you know, there's probably, like, some sort of, like, course, like, ropes course situation, or yeah, I don't know every single little thing that they're doing, but, and I'm sure, like, little group break off activities. I just get worried as, like, the mom. I don't want her to, like, be in a corner, like, not understanding what's happening and by herself, because that's what's happened sometimes when we play with other people. She ends up in a room by herself, like, because just the communication is weird and she doesn't really end up playing with anybody and it's awkward. So yeah.
Are there any other kids that are from other countries there? Or is it just straight ahead church camp like we went to?
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
I mean, unless there was, like, another family, because it's like our church has different branches in the city. So, like, everybody was meeting together. So it's junior high kids from, like, the different branches. So I think in total there was, like, I thought there was, like, you know, 50 kids going. There's 300. So, yeah, because our church is, like, pretty small where we go. But I guess when you add everybody up. So maybe somebody's from another country, but not that I know of.
What time does she get home?
This evening, I guess. I don't have an official time.
Do they bring her to the house, or do you go pick her up at church?
No, we'll go pick her up at church, yeah.
And how are you feeling right now?
I can't wait
you
to hear all about
it.
You
excited or what?
No, I'm more excited. I'm over the worried part because we're at the tail end. Like, I would say Saturday and Sunday, I was worried. And I just was constantly thinking about her and, like, praying, like, oh, just please let her be okay. Like, just hopefully, like, she just knows what the right thing to say and to do and all the things. But now I'm just, like, excited for her to come home and tell me everything.
And they would have called you if something was going wrong.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to hear what tomorrow what's up.
I know. My first, like, kid went off to camp. It was almost like I didn't get to experience sending your kid off to, like, kindergarten, you know, because I got my kids older. So
point.
This is sort of that for me. I mean, because it's, to some people, it might not be a big deal, but it was a big deal for us to even let her go. Bobby
Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Shania Twain announced a Las Vegas residency called Let's Go at Zappos Theater in Planet Hollywood, and it's expected to last 2 years. The residency kicks off December 6th. Garth Brooks and Blake Shelton have a new song out together today, and it's called Dive Bar. Garth says the song is expected to be on his new album, Fun. Here's a clip.
So here's a toast, coast to coast, with a big old adios to wishes wasted on them falling stars. We're gonna spend the weekend in the deep end of a dive bar.
Chase Rice announced a new tour. It's called the 2019 AM/PM Tour, and we'll have special guests Kale Dodds, Chris DeStefano, Devin Dawson, and John Knight on select dates. I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So, this girl and her boyfriend, they won a contest to grab as many items, up to $500, as they could in 50 seconds from a grocery store. It's
oh,
like
wow.
Supermarket Sweep.
Yeah.
One of the most legit game shows ever. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah. So fun.
So instead of keeping it for themselves, all the groceries that they won, they donated to a local food bank.
Oh, nice.
So they go and they start grabbing as much as possible. And they were like, wow. And they filled up. They got the max. And they were like, hey, we're just going to donate this to the food bank. Thought that was pretty cool, you know?
Love it.
It wasn't somebody donating $1 million, but most people can't donate $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And I love those stories, and that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Tulsa, Oklahoma. A 23-year-old man was driving a stolen car. Police tried to pull him over. He ditches the car. He runs. Police are chasing him. He sees a bridge. He's like, man, I'll just jump down real quick and go on the frontage road. He jumps a little bit farther than he thought.
Oh, no.
And cracked his skull.
Oh. So he fell. Like, it looked like he could just hop off. Like, the road's right there, but it wasn't.
It wasn't right there, and he fell, like, 15 feet. But he's in the hospital. He's okay. Just a cracked skull.
It's got to be embarrassing whenever you... The ambulance has to take care of you after you're running from the law. It's like those people that get caught in a chimney when they're trying to like break into a house and you got to make that call and be like, oh, help me out. Yeah, there you go. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
There's a list of the 1,000 greatest movie quotes of the 21st century.
Okay.
And so these are all the movies from 2000 and now. I'll play it for you. You and Lunchbox go back and forth. See how many you can get right. I'll give you the quote. I'll play it for you. You just tell me what movie it has been from. By the way, all these, again, are from 2000 and above. Okay?
Okay.
Amy, you're up first. Name this quote.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
All right. I wish I knew how to quit you.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Amy?
Brokeback Mountain.
Correct. Good. Lunchbox, name this movie from the year 2000 or above.
She doesn't even go here.
She doesn't even go here.
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh.
She doesn't even go here.
Go ahead.
I'll just guess. I've never seen it. Mean Girls?
Mean Girls. Correct.
Wow. What a guess.
Amy, ready?
Ready.
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
$1 billion.
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool? $1 billion.
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
$1 billion.
Have I seen this?
I would assume.
Really?
Yeah. I think we all saw this at some point. Anybody else know what it is?
I think so.
Yeah. Amy?
Facebook.
That's not the name of it, but yes.
Social
is it
Network?
That movie?
Social Network.
Oh, wait,
yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, because that's Justin Timberlake.
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
$1 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What's it called? The movie Social Network.
The Social Network.
But it's about
from 2010.
Mark Zuckerberg. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was Austin Powers.
Oh yeah.
That's $1 million.
All right, Lunchbox, name this movie.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
What movie is that? Boy, that escalated quickly. Here you go. This is from.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Has to be Anchorman.
Anchorman? It is Anchorman. Right now, Lunchbox is up one, right?
Yep.
Lunchbox two, Amy one. Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
Name this movie right here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands. They just don't.
Mm-hmm. Legally Blonde.
Yeah, Legally Blonde. Good. All right, next up, Lunchbox.
With great power comes great responsibility.
All these movies are from the year 2000 or since. Lunchbox, what movie is that? These are the greatest quotes of all time. Go ahead.
Are you going to play it again?
With great power comes great responsibility.
The Matrix.
No. Very famous quote, not just for that movie, but for all time. All these movies that have been made, the comic book, everything. It's Spider-Man.
Oh.
With great power comes great responsibility. We have a tie?
Yep.
Okay, a tie with four to go. Amy, ready?
Ready.
I volunteer as tribute.
All right.
I volunteer as tribute.
What do you got there?
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games is correct. Lunchbox.
Are you going to eat your tots?
No.
Can I have them?
You going to eat your tots?
Are you going to eat your tots?
No.
Can I have them?
Lunchbox.
It's my boy Napoleon Dynamite.
Correct. All right. We're now down to it here. Write your answer down on this one. This is the first sudden death. Write your answer. Here we go.
This is Sparta!
This is Sparta.
This is Sparta!
Can you name that one?
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
I put Gladiator.
Incorrect. Amy for the win.
I got this.
What do you have?
Gladiator.
Oh, no.
What is that, 300?
300.
Oh.
Wow. Which, by the way, was fantastic.
Was it?
Yeah, it was good. All right, elimination again. Buzz in if you know this one.
Oh, wow, we're
not right. This is the last one I have. We have no other option.
All right.
When you know it, say your name. Here we go. Three, two.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Oh my gosh, you always
That's the quote.
Ridiculous.
Here
what
we go.
Year?
2000.
Oh.
Yeah, these are all from 2000 to now. The greatest movie quotes of the 21st century. I'll play it again. Here we go.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Guys, what is wrong with you all?
Do you know it?
Yes.
Yeah. Buzz in with an A. I need an answer. Everybody loses.
Amy. Gladiator.
She says Gladiator. Show me Gladiator.
I mean, guys.
I had nothing else. I had Gladiator on my paper.
I just said it. So funny.
Well, yeah, but I've never seen the movie.
You've never seen Gladiator?
No, and I've never
but
seen 300.
But they
kind of
yelled the same.
I am Spartacus.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to guess one,
why not guess the other?
Yeah.
There's your big winner, okay. Amy. There she go. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. The Bobby Bones Show. Here's your country quiz. Who said heartbreak is essential for business as a songwriter? Now, again, this person's saying you got to have a lot of heartbreak so you can write good songs about it. Now, I'll give you four options. Was it Miranda Lambert, Chris Young, Lindsay L, or Luke Combs? Who said
interesting.
Heartbreak is essential?
I'm in.
Go ahead.
Lindsay L.
Why would you say that?
I heard some of her new music was inspired by that.
Well, the answer is Lindsay L. That's correct. Which makes me a little nervous. I'm going to be honest with you. It says, Lindsay's been pouring those feelings into new songs for her second album, which she starts recording. She says, this next record is going to focus on what I've gone through the last couple of years. For those that are new to the show, Lindsay and I were together for a while.
About that time frame too, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
By the way, she's awesome. I talked to her just the other day. We're great, but I just know that these songs are going to come out and I'm going to be like, oh, man. But some of the last songs on our last record were about me and they were very loving. Like Criminal. Boy, what you doing is criminal. That was a good one, huh? What about me? That's about your boy here. Look at me. Look at me over here. Or this one. It will be worth the wait. That's about me. Worth the wait. But now I'm about to get the wrath.
Oh, boy.
I read that online. I was like, please God, don't let the answer be Lindsay. And it was. But yeah, she has a new song with Brantley Gilbert now that's like in the top. It's like 17 right now in the charts. She said, I've gone through a breakup. I've been single for a while. I feel like I'm in a place where I finally know who I am and I'm not scared to talk about it anymore. Great. We'll be scared for about another year. I'd be good with that. Anyway. Oh, come on. She's awesome. Knows why I'm here and you ain't around. What happens in a small town stays in a small town where I put it on a record. Oh,
she's not going to be too detailed about it, though.
I don't know, dude. She asked me if I wanted to hear some of it, and I was like, nope. Because I don't want to go, I don't want to go, don't put that out. I want her to do her own art.
Yeah, right.
I just want to hope that she's all, you know.
Yeah.
Good.
Just good. Yeah. The Bobby
Bones Show. So now what's happening in your neighborhood?
My husband and I were walking the dog, and we were walking past this restaurant in our neighborhood that happened to have live music out on the porch, like early evening, like 6 p.m. And I guess a woman across the street was not happy that live music was happening. So we happened to walk by at the exact moment that she went onto her porch and yelled out that next time she comes out, if they don't stop playing the music, she's going to bring her gun, and she's not scared to shoot.
What? She said that?
Wait, how did she say it? Like, I'm not paid.
No.
Oh, she's screaming.
No, like something. I was like, okay, something's not right, which also made me think, like, if something's not right, like, she might be capable of actually coming out with her gun, so we're going to go an alternate route home. Part of us was like, should we go over to the restaurant and tell them that there was a threat that was just made? Like, how seriously do we take this threat? I mean, obviously, we didn't take it that seriously because we decided not to go over there and like
reenact
cause
her though. I want to hear like you.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
So she was, let's make her 60-ish something years old, older white woman, gray hair, in a nightgown.
Oh,
a full length nightgown.
Okay.
Runs out to her porch.
Out on her porch and yells. Okay, Amy's now standing up from her chair.
Yeah.
And do what you heard. Go ahead.
If you don't stop playing this music, next time I come out here, I'm gonna have my gun and I'm not scared to shoot.
Ooh. And did anybody hear that other than you? in your family?
There was somebody, her other neighbor sitting on the porch, but I think they're maybe used to it. So they're like...
They went inside?
I mean, but my husband and I, we went an alternate route home.
You didn't think about letting him know, though? Because what if she would have?
Because, I need to talk to my husband about that. I mean, I guess also, too, that's why I'm bringing it to y'all is like, what should you do in that case? Because we didn't want to cause, I think had we gone over there, it would have been a legit threat. Does the restaurant have to close down? Did they stop the live music? Do we ruin everybody's Friday night because this woman's making empty threats?
But how ruined would everyone's Friday night would have been if she went over and shot?
Yeah. Bobby, I've already thought if something were to happen, that I would feel a really heavy weight. Like, that would be crazy. But I think, speaking of crazy, I don't know.
But I mean,
maybe,
crazy people do crazy
things. That's also what I mean. I don't know.
I think the move is to just call the cops.
Yeah.
And be like, I just heard a woman threaten the restaurant.
That's, yeah. Like, what should we do?
Maybe you can't say stuff like
maybe
that.
Maybe they don't go to the restaurant, but they go to her house and just be like, ma'am, like, you got to chill out.
Yeah. No. Now you got to chill out. If you just threaten to shoot up. Remember, these shootings are happening everywhere. And if people are not hearing and not reporting things that they hear.
My husband and I were like, whoa, like this is
crazy. So you guys walked a different way home.
We did because I didn't want to walk backwards. But Eddie, it's the pizza place, the lunchbox where y'all go.
Oh, I like that pizza place.
Yeah, I know.
Is it good?
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. But man.
But next time, you have to report that.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. I know you, what's the chance? 1 in 1,000?
I know.
But if that one happens and you knew and you didn't report it.
I know. And then I thought, what if we were supposed to hear that? Because what are the odds that we're walking by that exact moment that she walks out to yell?
By the way, was the singer just not good?
Yeah.
No, and then we started, once we got a certain distance away, we're like, okay, how loud is this? Could she really be hearing it? And then, we were trying to think of all sorts of things. And it really was like 6 p.m., so there was really nothing for her to be worked up about. If it was midnight, I mean, I'd be a little annoyed. But I don't threaten to shoot anybody.
Okay, what did we learn here?
We learned that we should have called the police.
Yeah, if you see something,
100%.
Say something.
You're right.
Just all the time in general.
You're right.
See something, say something. Worst thing that happens is they go check it out and nothing's going to come of it.
Right. Maybe she doesn't even have a gun.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Probably does. What's coming up inside the pile?
I hope not. Well, there's been a major recall and I feel like a lot of people might have this in their fridge and they need to get it out or in their pantry. I know, I'm going to have to check.
I'm confused with what to put in the fridge and pantry.
Do you keep ketchup in the pantry or the fridge?
I think it depends on how the laziest place I can put it.
Because like I put it in the fridge, but at restaurants it's out on the table.
That's
so
my
like,
thing too. It's
like, but restaurants go through it faster than we do.
Yeah,
possibly.
And peanut butter. My peanut butter is always in the fridge.
I don't eat peanut butter.
Oh, that's true. You don't.
So I don't know. I went out with a girl recently who eats no condiments ever. She hates condiments. Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise. She's like, I'm so anti-condiment. She doesn't like the taste of any of them.
No ranch?
Nothing. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
She's missing out on so much.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So 1 in 4 people still have mementos from a past relationship. Like no matter where they are, and they're really like, maybe they've been married 20 years, but they've got a box somewhere that's got their old relationship in there.
I would think it would be more than 1 in 4. I have little things that I've kept for practical reasons. Like I had a girlfriend once give me this bucket that had a bunch of like notes and stuff in it. And it was like treats. I just use it for change now. But I see it and I think about it. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that girlfriend. I have a few of those memento type things.
Which I found this to be weird because women seem more sentimental, but men are twice as likely as women to hold on to love letters from their exes.
Yeah, I don't have a bunch of love letters.
Is that something we're missing out on now that there's like texting and email and felt like, do people write love letters anymore? I got one once. I held on to it, I think probably like 3 years into my marriage, I found it and I was like, I guess I don't need to keep this anymore. So, because it was from an ex-boyfriend.
So I threw it away.
Oh. No, I threw it away. But now I'm like, why'd I throw it away? Like, it's not bad.
So what do you think about love letters? Yes or no?
I mean, I think that they're awesome. When I got that letter in the mail, like he handwrote it and mailed it to me snail mail. I liked it a lot, so I kind of miss it. I think we need to bring it back.
So you miss that when someone would take the time, and I'm going somewhere with this. Take a time, and they would write out their feelings, spend time doing it on a piece of paper. You like all that, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Remember on Valentine's Day when I gave my ex-girlfriend a big letter, pages?
You gave her the gift of communication.
Yeah. I wrote all my thoughts down. No, don't be changing now. You hated on me
for so
long. You
want to bring it back, Amy.
I was hating.
Yes, and you were like, you got her communication, loser. You did. Let's check the tape. Here's a clip of me talking about it 3 years ago. Here it is, and play. Amy, I can't believe you hate that letter that I just gave her yesterday. There it is. That's the tape.
Wait, where's the audio of me?
I didn't have that. There was no audio. I just did that.
Oh, Bobby, communication's so sweet. That's
no,
a great
that's
gift.
Not true. That's not true. All right, what else, Amy?
Okay, so parents, listen up. Or maybe if you're someone that doesn't like to swallow pills, because there's adults that I know, they cannot swallow pills. Like, they have to do chewables, and they're like 30 years old. Well, guess what? Doctors say for kids and maybe even grown-ups that don't know how to swallow a pill, start with like little pieces of candy, and it'll help get your muscle memory. Wait for it. Not like a big old Werther's Original,
Jolly Rancher?
Bobby.
Okay.
No, but you start small with like a sprinkle. Like, that would be on a candy cake or like a Nerd.
Okay.
It's a Nerd, but it gets your throat used to that feeling of like you're swallowing something, and then you can work up to the pill size. So maybe start there, because I'm sure as an adult, it's embarrassing to not be able to swallow a pill.
A sprinkle made me choke.
Yeah, it's so tiny.
But that's what
I wouldn't even know if I swallowed it or
that's
not.
That's how you're supposed to teach your kids
Amy's
how
like,
to swallow.
Take a piece of sand.
I think I swallowed
take a
it.
Single...
No.
Well, that is interesting, though.
No, you put in the little Nerd, then you take a big sip of water, swish it around, and then...
That's the wrong way to swallow, swishing it. You put on the very back of your tongue.
This is from a doctor.
I can swallow pills with no water.
What?
Oh, wow. That's hardcore.
Whoa.
Yeah. What you do is you put it on the very, 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 very back part of your tongue, and as you move your tongue back, it goes as far back into your throat as possible. You just have a little spit that you kind of gather.
Okay.
Boom, swallow, it's gone.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm pretty hardcore, but I just training myself to do it.
You don't need water?
I don't need water.
I guess dogs can do that, too.
But so don't that's... swish it, because then it goes everywhere, and it's not near your throat. So, listen to Dr. Me.
Yeah, I'm going to try that.
Oh.
No, don't just try ever trying it. Okay. Like, wait till you get a pill.
Wait till I need something.
Yeah.
Well, there's a tip. Okay, sure. You know, swallow pills. And then the recall that I wanted to tell y'all about is a flour recall. It's expanded to include Pillsbury. Doughboy.
Pillsbury has flours?
Yeah, they
no,
sell
no, no,
flour.
No, flour. Cooking, flour.
Oh. Flour.
Baking flour, like flour.
F-L-O-U-R.
Not 1-800-Flours. You get it. A Pillsbury Doughboy. Flour. Okay.
So I had not personally heard of this recall, so that's why I'm like, whoa, other people need to know, because I do have flour in my pantry. A recall is growing over fears of E. coli contamination, and King Arthur, another popular brand, Aldi's, Baker's Corner brands, they're all part of it, and now you can add Pillsbury to the list. So, you know.
What happens if you eat bad flour, though?
Well, it has E. coli. If it has E. coli,
oh,
what happens?
The, bad stuff,
the
huh?
same
yeah.
thing as if you ate spinach with E. coli, right?
Yeah, that E. coli.
No joke.
What's that make you do? Throw up?
I think throw up. Yeah, just stomach stuff.
Did I mess up?
Yeah.
All right, Amy, thank you very much for all that. I feel way smarter now.
Yeah, okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's a World War II veteran, John Frey, turning 101 years old. Wow. So his family was like, you know, we would love to get him 101 birthday cards from all over. They expected to get maybe 500 at the most. Well, his birthday was just celebrated, and they ended up receiving 5,000 cards.
Wow.
From all over, 50 states, 12 countries, entire classrooms of children, military veterans, elected officials. They wanted to wish this former mechanic from the U.S. Army a happy birthday.
You know, and not that it's the most positive thing when someone does pass away, but whenever you'll see someone go, hey, this person was a veteran, they passed away, they don't have a lot of family, would people just show up? And then like 1,000 people show up. I love those stories.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You hate to see someone pass away. That does happen. And the stories are like, they don't have a lot of family, but it'd be cool. And then just seas of people show up just to respect.
Yeah.
Like, that story's awesome. Those stories are awesome. Man, and that, I mean, that's what it's all about right there. That's what this whole segment is all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan No. 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Shania Twain announced a Las Vegas residency called Let's Go at Zappos Theater in Planet Hollywood, and it's expected to last about 2 years, kicking off on December 6th.
That's the goal, to get one of those. Mm. Stay in the same place and get paid like that. yeah, that'd be good. I would go to that if I were in Vegas. What else?
Garth Brooks and Blake Shelton have a new song out together today, and it's called Dive Bar, and Garth says the song is expected to be on his new album, Fun.
So here's a toast, coast to coast, with a big ol' adios, 2 wishes wasted on them falling stars.
That's coming out. We'll play in about 1 minute, the whole song.
In the deep end of a dive bar.
All right, what else?
And then Walker Hayes revealed that he still shops at Costco for his family's groceries, and they rack up about an $800 monthly bill, which includes about 6 gallons of milk, 3 dozen eggs, and then some impulsive purchases.
Well, he has 3 dozen kids. So, Walker used to work at Costco. Even when he was doing music, he was working at Costco for a while. So, well, there you go.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Gonna play that new Garth Brooks and Blake Shelton in just 1 second. First,
the morning corny.
What type of doctor works after hours?
What kind of doctor works after hours?
An on-call-agist.
Get an on-call after hours.
You're on call.
There it is. Press it. There it is.
That was the morning corny.
Going to do the two-step in cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart.
You see that video on my Instagram?
Yes, so fun.
Were you jealous?
Yes, I was. I was like, dang. I could have been a background dancer. You know, that's one of my dreams.
I do, to be Justin Timberlake's background dancer.
Yep.
If you go over to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, Kaylee Hammock, who's a new artist, and myself did this dance with him. And so it's got like 200,000 views since last night.
Man.
And I was kind of embarrassed because I didn't feel like my dancing was that good and make funny faces the whole time.
Yeah, but you've been doing that since Dancing with the Stars.
But I didn't make Dancing with the Stars faces because I was being like conscious of not opening my mouth. But then I look like I'm either using the bathroom or angry. Look at my face.
Oh.
Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram if you want to check that out. What'd you do yesterday?
I finally worked out for the first time in forever, so it felt good.
Wow. Like what was wrong with you?
I don't know. Well, not forever, but I took a few days off. Normally, I don't take 3 days where I do, like, nothing. And so it just felt good to be strong again. So I'm back in the groove, feeling, you know, like I'm ready to work out. What about you?
Got a new couch. They finally brought it. Which furniture is so expensive and dumb. I had a fine couch, but it was like a circle, like a croissant. You know the circle croissant?
Yeah.
And you can't lay on a croissant because your back hurts.
Right.
And so I felt like my back, and I never in my living room. So I said, okay, I'm going to get an L couch. And so I got this couch, and then I have no excuse now. So I don't sleep well sometimes. And when some of that is because I'm always in my bedroom when I'm home. And if I'm always in my bed's never this like oasis to just go and sleep.
Right.
It's just a normal chair.
Yeah.
I eat in my bed sometimes. I watch TV in my bed. Everything I do is in my bedroom. So I got this couch. It's on my Insta story. But I just sat on the couch and worked last night on the computer and I was writing some stuff. But they got a new couch. They brought it over. They fit in the door. Thank God. but yeah, furniture is so expensive. So that was the highlight of my day. I worked out. I got on the bike.
Oh, yeah.
I did that whole deal.
That's how you do your motivational speech.
It was not a motivational speech. It was like...
Well, a little bit.
Not really. Here's... If I know I'm going to work out, or if you know you have to go to work, or if you know there's something that's not pleasant in your day you have to do, and you're going to do it, my thing was just get started right now. Because if you have to do it, you're going to have to do it anyway. You might as well get started because it's over with faster. And you'll have the whole rest of the day to feel proud of yourself and also just to be done with it. I don't want to exercise. I don't like exercise. And I was like, you know what? I know I'm going to work out, so I'm just going to get going. I encourage you to do the same thing with whatever unpleasant activity you have to do because you're going to do it anyway, and it'll be over faster. That's not a motivational speech. That's a practical talk.
Okay.
More than a motivation. I'm not making you feel great. I'm just like, well, if I have to do it anyway, I might as well get started right now.
No, that makes sense.
Are you motivated?
I bet people were motivated to get up and work out.
Mm. Or go to work. You know, if you have to go to, if you get to pick when you go into work, or if you work from home.
Oh, we never go in.
Oh, well, yeah,
well, no,
you would.
Have to. I think you just missed the whole point of that.
You have to do your job, Eddie.
All right, Garth Brooks is coming in in the next 5 minutes, I believe. Let's go over it. Raymundo, are they here yet? Is Garth here? He is here. Of course he's here.
Yeah,
he's Garth Brooks.
Early.
Of course he is.
Wow.
Like a superstar. If there's like one person that could be late, it could be Garth, but he's never late.
Garth could show up tomorrow.
He and you'd be like, it's fine, Garth.
The opposite of what you're talking about, Eddie. He's not coming in.
Just won't come in.
And we'd be like, you're all good, Garth.
Like if it's anybody else, Bobby's like,
on the Bobby Bones Show now.
Garth Brooks.
He's walking down the hall now. Here he comes. There he is. There's the door opening. Da-da-da. There he is. Clap your hands for our friend and yours. America's sweetheart. There. What up, buddy?
How are you doing?
Good. Have a seat right there. It's our temporary studio.
It's all right.
I was just coming to hug you, but
well, it's temporarily no hugs, Garth.
Good, how are you?
Oh, no.
Oh, he's walking back over.
Oh.
What's he doing?
I don't know. I'm getting the hug. Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Listen. Look
good
at
morning.
You have new,
morning.
What's it like when you wake up with new music? Is it still exciting after, you know, all the massive success you had?
Yeah, it's always fun, man. So new music, old music, it doesn't matter. You just get to play. You know, we had a song called The Old Stuff. It just said, no rules, young fools coming from the old schools begging for a place to play. And that's I think that's basically who we still are.
Well, how long ago did you do this song? I'm always curious about when this thing actually happens and when we get to hear it.
I got a call from Mitch Rossell about January of last year and said, hey, man, I want to write a song called The Deep End of a Dive Bar. I said, well, you got to spend the weekend at the deep end of a dive bar. And that's where it started. And
so you made him go and live in a dive bar. Like, what's that actor's name, Eddie?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
You made him Daniel Day-Lewis a dive bar?
I guess so. Daniel Day-Lewis and Mitch Rossell have never made that connection, but now I can.
I look at you. You get come and Blake Shelton. How do you get him on? Do you text him? Do you have somebody call him?
Yeah, man, I saw him on the ACMs, and he was doing God's Country, and just something in his face. You know, it was. I thought it was one of the greatest performances of the night. So I just called him up, and he's a sweet guy, and it's amazing how comfortable you get with him. But you know, we were raised like 40 miles away from each other, so it's cool. Asking me if he'd ever think about doing a duet. He said sure, and came in and sang his butt off, kind of hit it in one take, and that wasn't fun, so we just kept singing it over and over again, you know, and that was, he's fun to hang with.
Garth Brooks is here. Wait, so you guys actually did it in the same place?
Yeah.
Sang it together?
Yeah, they're at Allentown, right here in Nashville.
Well, look at you guys. How, like, traditional and cool that you sang it together. You didn't use one of those fancy computers the kids are using nowadays.
Man, Blake's pretty much as real as it gets. Just came in, just, you know, wearing a ball cap and a sweatshirt, and stepped right up the mic. Of course, we had to raise the mic up about 7 foot tall, you know, for him. But it was great, man. It was fun to watch.
I was talking to Trisha, I guess a couple weeks ago, and she was talking about how much you love to play, like, horse basketball in your yard. And she said you're pretty good still. True or false?
Yeah, I like to play basketball.
Is it your own hoop, though? Like, are you good at your own hoop, or are you good at all the hoops?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you can tell me. They call me Rain Man from the Ark. They call me Picasso in the paint. Other than that,
you're
I'm average.
Whenever people play basketball with you, Garth, though, do they take it easy on you because you're Garth Brooks? And if they go a little too hard on you, a little too body banging down, you know.
No, nobody takes it easy on me, man. That's the fun of it. And they, you know, look at me. I haven't missed any meals, so I can take it.
Garth Brooks is here. I have a segment that we're going to call Garth Brooks Urban Legends. And we've heard a lot of things. And mostly, they're all awesome, and we're like, that can't be true.
Okay.
So what I want to do is ask you about it, and I even have a little clip here.
Garth Brooks Urban Legend.
Now, this all roots from when we asked you last time if you really signed autographs for 24 hours at a time.
Right.
That one, and you said yes.
Yes.
And you said if they're there waiting, you're going to be there and wait.
Hell yeah, that's the fun of it.
Love it. So, because of that, we've had all these stories. The first one, in Garth Brooks Urban Legend.
Garth Brooks Urban Legend.
So, the urban legend is that you refused to accept the AMA for Artist of the Year because Hootie and the Blowfish deserved it.
Man, them, Salt and Pepper, Boys to Men, they were all tearing it up. And we had kind of taken the year off and thought it was sweet of the AMAs to give that to it. But in honor of those guys, I left it there. It's at the house, though. I have to confess. It found its way to me. But
So you left it there, but they ended up mailing you one anyway.
Yeah, they just ended up sending it to me.
So did you like break it, or like what happened?
No, it's at the house.
The
it's cool. It's very sweet that they did that to me. I just sometimes you feel like, okay, maybe we do. Maybe this was our year. And then sometimes you're going, man, this wasn't our year at all. Somehow it was like a popular vote or something, and it might have been a time when, you know, like country music, like always, has the largest, most loyal audience. So I felt like it got in the wrong hands that year and just kind of spoke up and I don't know. I remember an interview that Trisha Yearwood did right after, because it was a very Garth thing to do, and I thought, what the hell does that mean? So, but it's it was just, that it happened.
Okay, here's another one.
Garth Brooks Urban Legend.
On Saturday, October 21st of the year 2000, Garth Brooks evacuates children from fire's path. Tell me about that one. True or false?
Yeah, man, just had a big fire over a thing, and me and Ted Larkin and Emmett Gillum jumped out of the truck and just started going house to house. And it was, you know, just be prepared. When you kick in a door, be prepared for what you're going to see inside. It was one kid in the bathtub and, you know, but got him out. and it wasn't saving anybody's life by any chance. But then the story, of course, then grows from there. It becomes urban legend.
But well, you kicked in a door and saved a kid. You got a kid, yeah.
No house got burned down. I mean, the fire departments there in Oklahoma, especially the volunteer guys, they're awesome, all of them. They had it covered.
Right, because you rolled on all of them. He saw fire and stopped, rolled them all out. All right, Garth Brooks, urban legend.
Garth Brooks, urban legend. It does.
You have so many. You originally sang Friends in Low Places as a demo for another artist. True or false?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
I got to sing it. They called a, I'm a Strait fan, huge George Strait fan. So they said, we got a song we want to pitch to George Strait. I said, great, I'm in. They sent me Friends in Low Places. I learned it, sang it. And just as I was heading out the door, I said, hey, you know, I'm about to get a deal with Capitol Records, so if this never happens, you know, let me know. And I said, yeah, thanks, we'll call you. And it was probably a year later. They said, hey, man, do you remember doing a song called Friends of Little Places? I said, I sing it every day. We were even on the road. And I said, I'm singing it out on the road all the time. He says, would you like to take a swing at it? I said, hell yeah, I would. I can't imagine my career without this song.
So far, they've all been right.
Mm-hmm.
We got two more. Don't
worry. Urban legend.
Garth Brooks once paid a songwriter $10,000 after not recording a song.
Yeah. I mean, well, if it's just me and you talking somewhere else, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
It wasn't for any other reason.
Good enough for me.
Okay. Garth Brooks, urban legend.
All right, one more. What was the other one that we just talked about a couple days ago with Garth? It was in On This Day in Country Music. There's one more, and I was like, I'm going to come. You don't know. You wouldn't know.
You know, I've been.
Every day. It sounds like every day you're doing something amazing. Look at this guy. There was one other Garth Brooks urban legend story I wanted to talk about, but I forgot. Well, listen, I did see your Denver picture where there were like 80,000 plus people in that stadium.
Unbelievable. I wish I could even describe it to you. It was like an out-of-a-body experience for me. I just kind of watched. It was crazy. The band was on. Crowd was on. It's just one of those magic moments. And, hell, man, I thought I was going to pass out. And then somebody finally reminded me of the altitude up there. It was phenomenal, though. It was fun.
Whenever you have that many people. Oh, here we go. I got it. I was just handed the note that we talked about. 31 years ago, before your record deal, you were playing in clubs in Oklahoma. Tell me if this is true or not. And you go to Nashville and you go to Capitol Records. You got an audition. You played several songs and they passed on you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so far true?
Yes.
And so then you're like, all right, I'm not going to give up. And you go back and you do a writer's run at Bluebird Cafe and the same, you're supposed to play ninth, but somebody didn't show up.
Right.
So then you get their spot and you hop in the second spot, but somebody from Capitol Records sees you play there.
Right.
Who had rejected you earlier, the same company.
Right.
And then they wanted you. Is that true?
Yes, that is true, 100%. So Lynn Schultz was the guy at Capitol that came up to Bob and said, where'd we leave it? Bob said, I think you told us you'd get back with us. It was a sweet way for Bob to say you passed on us. And the guy said, maybe we missed something. Bring him in. The cat's name was Ralph Murphy that was supposed to go on there. Ralph just passed away these last couple of weeks. He's in the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. Great guy, great artist. And I always hug him every day, every time I saw him. Because, if it wasn't for Ralph Murphy, I wouldn't have my deal. So, I don't know if things always end up, you know, the way they're supposed to or not, but that's how it happened for me.
Look at this. Wow. That's a Garth Brooks urban legend.
Five for five.
All of them.
Nice
yes,
job.
You are the...
You're going to ask me if my wife was former military? Because she was.
Did you heard that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all were shocked by that, even her.
That's why we got married, because I was so proud she was former military, then to find out it's not true.
What happened, Amy, was, and I was so embarrassed because I didn't know this about Trisha. And it said she was in the Air Force. And I was like, Trisha, I was embarrassed to bring this up because I didn't know.
She was like,
And she was like, that's not true. And I was like, oh, well then. I was embarrassed. I didn't know even that was wrong. But it was the whole thing was just embarrassing.
You're embarrassed that you didn't know she served, but then you were embarrassed that
I didn't
actually thought she did.
Yeah. I was just embarrassed all the way around.
That's
fantastic. Mm-hmm.
And then she Googled it too. And she's like, it also says this about me here too. So let me ask you about this real quick. This fun, the record.
Yeah.
What's up? When's this thing come? What's the deal? This whole new record you're putting out.
It's funny, man, how records, because of radio and stuff, you might get one single off of them. So I thought what we'd do this time is get two or three singles before you release the record. So fun's coming this summer, and nothing like Dive Bar to kind of cap off the fun for it. But it's been a blast making the record. There's songs like Party Girl on it, and it's a hard way to make
Party Girl.
Yeah.
Party girl.
It's just a fun record. It's stupid fun, and so it's kind of built for the summer, built for the lake. But what I like about it, it's going to be fun for a long, long time.
All right, Garth Brooks is here. I'm going to play Dive Bar. This is a song that you've heard. I think we've played it four times already. About to play the fifth. People can't get enough of it.
Well, it's Blake's birthday today, so don't you think it's pretty cool?
I mean, I'm more of a Garth fan. I'm just kidding. I love Blake too. Here's a dive bar, Garth. It's always good to see you, my friend.
Great seeing you.
You're
man.
Welcome
Thank
to
you
come
everything.
In these doors. By the way, we'll be next time you come. We'll be out of here. We'll be in the real studio, and we can hug all day long.
I like it.
We didn't get a good hug in today, but I'm all right with it.
I'll fix that for you.
Well, oh boy. All right. Here we go. I love how Garth answered that question I asked him. I was like, hey, is this story true about you paid $10,000 to a guy because you didn't record a song? And he goes, you know, that's a story we'll talk about, just me and you off the air. And I was like, cool, moving on. I'm going to start doing that with people when they ask me a question that I don't want to answer.
Oh.
It was the perfect way to get out of it because I'm sure he didn't want to. I don't know what the story is.
Yeah.
It's just an urban legend I'd read about. And so someone's going to be like, hey, Bobby. I'll be like, you know what, Frank, here on the NPR podcast. Me and you have a drink later. I'll tell you about that off the air. It just disarmed me, and I was like,
right.
Oh, he wants to be my friend. Yeah. I'll move to the next question.
Basically, he's never going to tell you.
It's fantastic, yeah.
What a we still don't know. Yeah,
we don't even care. It's awesome. Yeah, Garth's the best. Go back. If you missed the interview, listen to it. Go to Bobby Bone Show On Demand after the show. So many folks here on the show went to watch Toy Story 4 yesterday. Morgan number 2 went. Mike D went. And like a Monday night movie. And so we'll get some movie reviews here, which, by the way, this Ballad of the Lonesome Cowboy from Chris Stapleton, I just play this normally. I don't even watch it. I've never seen Toy Story, but I love this song.
I was a lonesome cowboy.
This is from the movie Morgan number 2?
It's not in it. It's at the very end during the credits.
Okay. So tell me about Toy Story 4.
I cried at the end.
Yeah?
If it's really good. And Bo Peep makes a really big role in this one, which Bo Peep really hasn't in very many of them. Like, she has a role, but this one, like, she's a really big character, and I love Bo Peep. She has her little sheep, and she's kind of awesome in this movie.
Mike D, what'd you think about this? Did you guys go together, or did you guys just randomly go separately by yourself?
I sat with Eddie.
Yeah. Oh, you went too?
Dude, I took the whole family.
Yeah. Oh.
All my kids, me and my wife, and Mike D, all in one row.
I was there alone, and then I saw Eddie and his family, and I went to go sit with him.
Oh, you were just in the theater alone?
Yeah.
I invited him. I'm like, Mike D, come on. Make it look cooler a little bit.
Mike D, what'd you think?
I thought it was great. Like, the first original Toy Story is my favorite Disney movie, so this one was awesome.
Eddie?
It was awesome.
Yeah?
Dude, it was really good. I mean, honestly, I can't really remember too much of Toy Story 1, 2, or 3, but if this stands on its own, I loved it. I didn't cry or anything, but it was good.
Is it better than Free Solo?
Oh, no.
Of course not.
No.
Yet.
It's not better than Free Solo. Free Solo is good.
That's good. How many, what do you give it, Mike D, on the rating system?
I give it a 4 out of 4 lost toys.
I thought about doing that. I didn't know if that was giving it away, but yeah, I thought about doing lost toys.
4 out of 4 lost toys?
Nah, 4.5.
Out of 4?
Mm-hmm. I'd say it's really...
That's more than...
You gave it 4.5 out of 4?
Yes.
No, you can't do
that's
that.
Too much.
Oh, I thought out of 5. 3.5 out of 4 then.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
This is Eddie surprising his 5-year-old with Toy Story 4 tickets. Is that right?
Yeah, he didn't know.
What's the one thing you've been wanting to do?
Watch Toy Story 4.
How long have you been wanting to do that?
Since Christmas when the trailer came out.
Okay, and when are you going to watch it?
This Friday.
Okay. What's that under the TV?
Gaffy, Gaffy looks really cool.
Is that today?
What?
That's today.
What is?
This.
What does it say?
I've been waiting for this for a long time. For a very long time. I just didn't know how to... I don't know how to explain my emotions. I'm struck.
Yeah, you didn't say anything for a little bit. I was worried.
I am going to bring Woody.
Okay, boys, go get ready.
Okay.
So cute.
He didn't know how to explain his emotions.
I heard that.
He said he's struck.
You take the foster kids and the...
We took them all.
All four
And
of them?
The baby, which I had to step out of the theater for about, 30 minutes of the movie, which I watched in the wing. Mm-hmm. Just didn't want to disrupt anyone watching the advanced screening.
What's that? The oldest foster kid think about going to movies and doing stuff like that.
Awesome.
He's never got to do.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, I think now he feels like it's part of life because my 11-year-old has to watch every single movie that comes out, cartoon movie. So now, our foster kid's like, all right, it's part of life. New movie. We got to go watch it too.
They catch on real quick.
They real quick.
That's fun.
I was alone.
Everybody loved it, huh? We got 3 watchers here. You all loved it. Toy Story 4.
Now I got friends coming out of my ears.
How about Tom Hanks and Tim Allen? Are their voices older, or do they sound like the same?
They sound the same, don't they, guys?
Yeah. Oh, exact same. When you're all by yourself,
go on, tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
I listen to this alone. I've never seen it.
I was like, you knew that song too well.
I'm not kidding. I just listened to this without knowing anything about the Toy Stories. I haven't seen any of them, but that's a good song.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Stranded at the airport, 19-year-old Kiana is trying to get back to her university for finals, and she's stuck at the airport, can't get a flight, can't afford a flight, and a pilot, United pilot, hears her predicament, says, you know what, here's my credit card, buy your flight back to the university, gets her back to college.
Wow. They know who that pilot is?
Yeah, his name is Robert Fonte.
That's cool.
I've noticed that some of these pilots sometimes are coming out more and talking to us, which I like. Once they pretty much canceled our flight, and the pilot walks out and goes, here's the deal, folks. We can try, but there's a slight chance we won't make it. Slight chance. Like, we'll probably make it, but there's a slight chance. How many of you raise your hand if you want to take that chance? And we're all like, oh, we're not mad anymore. The pilot came out and talked to us like adult humans. And it kind of disarmed everybody.
Wow.
I like these pilots doing things. All right. Thank you very much. We got diverted last week. We had to go to a different airport. I never had that happen before. And the pilot was like, we're about out of gas, guys.
What do you mean, make it? Like, make it?
Dude, I don't know. Lived? I have no idea. Yeah, shout out. What's that guy's name again, Lunchbox?
Robert Fonte.
Robert Fonte. Shout out. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, Lunchbox wants to spill the tea on somebody on the show.
Let's spill the tea.
It's just gossip. It's just when you tell on somebody. And he's requested that he have a minute to do so. Lunchbox, it's all you.
So, Bobby gets mad at a certain someone all the time during the show because they're not paying attention. And Bobby.
Not all the time.
Okay, 95% of the time. And always has to say, hey, hey. And he kind of snaps to get their attention. And that person is Amy. And I busted her a few weeks back while we were on air. She's online shopping, and that's why she's never paying attention to Bobby. And I know it's going to be like, oh, no way, no way. She would never do that. But I have the picture evidence of her credit card out, her earphones in, and her giving me the death look like, why are you busting me shopping?
No, that's weird. Evidence. I didn't know
look
you were
at
taking
that.
A picture of me.
Look at that credit card out, headphones in, and she always got her headphones in when we're on the air. So, folks.
That's not true. I have my headphones in when we're in a song break, and I could be buying something during a song break. And should we talk about how you're literally on your computer the entire show?
Well, yeah, but I only come in some of the times. That's what I'm saying. This is photo evidence.
No, you don't have any evidence I was shopping during the show.
Yeah. Like, what during, would you like to say, Amy?
That's nothing. That's creepy, and it's weird, and why are you taking pictures of me? And that's nothing.
I mean, do you see the credit card?
And you can't
anybody?
Post that, because that's my credit card,
well, you
by
can't
the
see
way.
The number.
Well...
I can blur it out. Don't worry.
Okay, well then fine.
You just don't want the evidence out there for the public to judge.
That's not, okay.
The public. She's not going to jail.
That's not evidence.
He thinks he's a lawyer right now.
Because there's like song breaks and all kinds of breaks.
Maybe,
and
what
I
would
think
you like to say?
I could have been booking a flight.
Or maybe donating to charity.
Oh.
That's still
during
the show,
that's
not paying attention
point.
To Bobby.
Or buying a gift for Lunchbox.
Ooh,
no.
Yeah, that I'll be returning.
Oh. Listen, we do have issues. Amy and I talked about it on the last Bobbycast.
Yeah.
Where... sometimes I can't get her attention. We're in the middle of talking on the air, and she's just not. But that's just her.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to change what makes you you.
Yeah.
But you just got spilled on. That's the tea. You feel better, Lunchbox?
Man, that feels good.
Yeah. That was Let's Spill the Tea.
Gary in Maryland, what's up?
How's it going, Bobby? Studio.
Pretty good. Everybody good? Everybody good in here?
Yeah,
we're good.
Gary, what's up with you, bud?
Not much. I just wanted to call and say thanks for, you know, you guys being so inspirational and helping me get up out of bed in the morning and face the world every day. And you guys make each and every morning that I face at work a whole lot easier. I feel like I'm listening to a group of friends, and you guys keep me laughing all day long. So I just wanted to let you guys know how much I appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate that call. Thank you. By the way, while he was talking, I had to wave at Amy to pay attention.
Because
she gets on her computer, starts typing right in the middle, and we're all on the air. Like, what could you have possibly been writing?
Cancel that flight.
No. I do need to change a flight, though.
Well, really, what could you have possibly been on your computer while we're on the air right then?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. What could you have possibly been doing?
He wants an answer, Amy.
I got an email about a Mother's Day meet and greet that I'm doing here at the station, and she replied Tuesday, and I was like, did she mean Thursday? So literally,
in
I just was quickly
segment.
Typing, do you mean Thursday?
When's Mother's Day? That's next year?
It's a Mother's Day giveaway we did here at the station.
But in the middle of a segment.
I know. I know. I'm sorry. It was a quick thing.
So do you change your verdict, Coach?
I do. I hate to have to take your computer away from you.
Like,
oh my gosh.
Amy, you literally answered an email while we're on the air.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought it would be super fast. All I meant to type was, do you mean Thursday? And that's all I typed. Okay. But then I had a typo and it took me longer.
Take it.
No, I'm not going to take it. But do you see where the frustration could come from?
I do. Yes.
All right.
I mean, I am not the only person on my computer. I will not be singled out.
That was Let's Spill the Tea.
But it happened, like, he literally called you out, and then I went to a call, and Amy just right back on her computer,
because
not
I thought I could
anything.
Send the email
but
fast
why
enough.
Why not do it when I hit the song?
You're right. I know. I just saw, and I was like, I meant Thursday.
Okay. I don't email. I don't even have I got nothing open. I got all focus
That's
right here.
That's right. You don't.
All right. Maybe to go to the coast.
Okay, now that the song's playing, I'm going to send this.
Take a little break. Take it to go to the coast. Bobby Bone, come on. I listen to the show called Get Real with Caroline Hobby. It's a podcast that I enjoy, and she talks to a lot of the wives of country stars, but she also talks to other awesome women in the industry. And so this week, she has on Katie Cook, who's been on CMT for over 20 years. And it's interesting because she talks about some of the artists that she's interviewed. And she did a Q&A with Dolly Parton with a live audience. And Dolly recognized a girl who asked a question who had been in her house digging around her trash. Here, listen to this.
Dolly answered her question and then just said, I know you. And the girl said, no, I don't think so. She goes, no, I know you. I've got you on camera going through my trash. And then she just looked at me. She goes, you know somebody loves you when they go through your trash. She let her know, I know exactly who you are. And I know you're a little intense, but I'm going to be classy and we're going to keep this conversation going and everything's going to be okay.
Crazy.
Oh,
too,
wow. That's nuts.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's such a good podcast. She also talked about the time she made fun of Blake Shelton's mullet on TV.
First time I met Blake, I had made fun of him on live TV, said something about his mullet. And then the first time I met him was like a couple weeks later at the Opry, and he got in the elevator, and I was like, oh, hi, I'm Katie Cook. I'm really excited to meet you. He goes, I know who you are making fun of my mullet on live TV, Katie Cook. And I was just like, oh, my God, I love you.
Yeah. I'll give you one more clip. It's so good. It's called Get Real with Caroline Hobby. She said one of her favorite interviews was Faith Hill in 2006. Remember when that controversy happened when Faith Hill made the face after Carrie Underwood won Female of the Year?
Anybody who knows Faith knows that was totally Faith joking around. Yeah. She's a very funny person and she kids around a lot. But all that had gone down and some of my crew guys were back there with her and they were like, oh yeah, she was totally cutting up. She was just being hysterical. Like, yeah. Like how anybody could take that seriously still to this day blows my mind.
Yeah, check out Get Real with Caroline Hobby on iHeartRadio. It is a really good podcast. The one with Walker Hayes' wife, Lainey, was so good last week, where she talked about a lot of funny stuff, but also, you know, when...
Heavy stuff.
Yeah, really heavy stuff about their last baby that didn't make it through delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe made it through... I'm not sure exactly, but yeah.
Well, yeah, she shares how it all went down, but basically, yeah.
Great podcast. Get Real with Caroline Hobby. They arrested a fake George Clooney in Thailand.
Oh, no.
An Italian man accused of posing as George Clooney was arrested after years on the run. His name was Francesco Galdelli, 58 years old. He had stolen a bunch of money. They said he had duped people out of more than $128,000, which is crazy. How close did he look to George Clooney? Not really.
Oh, but people were falling like
for did
it?
You see him?
Yeah, there's a picture.
Let me see what it looks like. We'll put it up on our Facebook page.
Giving him money? Huh.
That guy doesn't look like George Clooney.
At all.
That maybe he sounds like
him. Looks like Gomer Pyle from Andy Griffith.
Huh. His voice, maybe.
Well, yeah, they got him. And he got $128,000 from people. You know, a lot of these fake accounts, they'll be like fake me accounts on Instagram. If it's like Bobby 00001 official, that's not me. I was with Raymundo the other day. We were at the ball game. And he's like, hey, man, is your account Bobby Bones official? I just got a message. You just met, and I was like, no, that's one of those spam accounts.
I've gotten a few notes like that from you, and you're asking for money, and it's weird.
But if they only get one person, even at 1,000, like they got it.
Yeah.
So that's what they do. It's a numbers game with those people. But they're also in other countries, I've been told. It's like these farms, they call them farms, in like South Africa or Russia, and it's people going to all the blue checkmark people. So look, if Tim McGraw sends you a message, one, maybe it's Tim, maybe it's not. But look at his page and see if there's a blue checkmark. Because it's happening with a lot of the country stars as well.
And if Tim McGraw's asking you for money,
I usually give it to him.
I think he's doing fine.
Just in case. We went to the College World Series, Amy's husband, Raymundo, myself. And Amy sent me a text before the game. She was like, hey, what are you wearing? Talking to me. Because you didn't know how to ask
He didn't know how to ask. He wanted to know if he should wear like shorts, like are people going to be, is it more casual, like joggers, jeans, like what are people wearing? So he was getting ready and I said, well, you should just text Bobby and ask him. He's like, I can't text Bobby and ask him what he's wearing. Like he couldn't. So that's why you got a text from me that I was like, hey, what are you wearing? And it was for him because he couldn't do it. And I'm like, is this a thing with guys? Because girls have no issue with that. We text each other all the time. What are you wearing? What are we supposed to wear? Like, it's no big deal. We send pictures. I'm wearing this. Do you think we help each other out? But he just didn't think he could reach out to you.
I wouldn't have a problem. I would say wearing jeans, wearing shorts. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. He's a little manlier, a little more masculine than we are. We all are just in awe. We're sitting with him, talking with him. And he's talking about, like, Afghanistan and all the manly stuff he does.
I'm sure he wasn't saying like too much, was he?
He didn't have to. He didn't have to say anything.
He's pretty amazing.
The guy just smiles at you and you're like, dang, wish I could be manly like that. Mm-hmm. The big barrel.
Well, he's not manly enough to text you to see what you're wearing.
I know. Hey, Janelle in Massachusetts.
Hi.
What's happening?
Not much. I just wanted to call and let you guys know that you actually got me interested in country. I love your show, and I started listening to it, and I didn't really like country, but you guys were wicked funny and, like, a little family. Like, it reminded me of me and my cousins, like, hanging out. And, yeah, I thought it was fantastic. So I started listening, and then there was country on, and I was like, oh, actually, I like this. And then you had country artists on, and they were so sweet, and it was nice.
Well, thanks.
So, yeah, I love
that.
Your show. Well, yeah, it's fantastic.
I like it when people from Massachusetts say wicked.
Me too.
Yeah. I do. I enjoy that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. I don't even realize I'm saying it because it just comes out.
Well, thank you for calling. Thanks for being a part of the show. Appreciate that. And let me say this, too. If you missed any of the show today, for example, about an hour ago, Garth Brooks came by, and we played Garth Brooks' Urban Legend, where we read some of the urban legends about him, and we asked him if they were true. Like, did he really bust into a house and save some kids from a fire? He told us. I'm not going to say. Go back and check the podcast out. After the show's over, we load it up. We also do this whole segment after the show is over that only goes up on the show replay. So check out Bobby Bones Show On Demand. If you want to hear that. So, top three songs in country music this week. At number three is Blake Shelton.
God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside getting baptized
Jam.
In holy water and shine with the dogs running.
At number two, Lee Bryce, Rumor.
There's a rumor going round.
And number one, Brett Eldridge, Love Someone, which is, man, it's such a good song. Ooh. Yeah, I hear it. And I hear every song all the time. I turn it up.
I wake up in the middle of the night, you holding me so tight.
Those are your big three country songs.
Sure feels good to love someone.
Biggest pop song is...
It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow.
Post Malone, wow. Your kids listen to this one?
Yeah.
And the biggest alternative song is from Lumineers.
Gloria, I smell it on your breath. Gloria,
those are your big songs this week.
Blues and peppermint. Gloria,
I like the Lumineers. I every time they put out something, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Friday, it's Sharna's birthday, who was my dance partner on Dancing with the Stars. Felt a little pressure on that one. So I'm making her something.
What are you making?
I'm not going to say right here.
Oh.
Because it'll get back to her.
Like arts and crafts?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh.
It's probably not going to be very good, but I've been trying.
Okay.
It's like, what am I going to do, buy something for her?
Okay, so wait, where's the pressure? Because she did like an hour-long Insta video for you? That was really sweet. On your birthday, that was so thoughtful. I'm just making sure you remember how thoughtful that was.
Yeah, that's why I'm making something.
Okay, okay.
To be equally as thoughtful. The thought process had to go into it mm-hmm. and the actual doing, mm-hmm. which I could think of ideas all day. It's just actually running with it. But I've been working on a little something special.
Okay.
So I'll probably reveal it to her on Instagram Thursday or so. I want to beat the rush of everybody else wishing her happy birthday.
Yeah.
But yeah, birthdays. I'm just not very good at crafts, but I think I have somebody helping me as well. Like we've been sitting there working on it together.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
Can't wait.
Yeah. I got that. I saw the story about Tracy Morgan's car.
It's cool you know when her birthday is, though.
It's in my calendar. Okay. Yours is in my calendar, too. But if you were to ask me, I wouldn't know the date off the top of my head.
That was a shot. Got it.
No, yeah.
Yeah, got it.
I don't know. I don't even know my birthday.
April 2nd.
Thank you. That's why I keep you around. So you know. Tracy Morgan's car, he had a $2 million Bugatti, and it was sideswiped 15 minutes after he drove off the lot.
Oh, no. Oh. Yeah.
So he pulled out, and like 15 minutes, somebody hit him. So he got the bill. It's $32,000 for that person sideswiping his car.
That's crazy.
Come on. What does Dave Ramsey say about the car? He says, if it has a motor, it shouldn't cost more than 50% of what your car, what your salary is. Okay. A boat, a car.
Motorcycle.
Yeah. So let's say you're going to buy a $20,000 car. That you better make over $40,000 if that's the case. If you're going to have a $20,000 car.
Thanks for doing the math.
He's going to come in on Friday and be the Friday morning conversation.
Cool.
I got so many things to ask him. I was already making notes today. Let me look at some of my notes here for Dave Ramsey. Like I was going to ask him about, because I'd always heard too, when you buy a house, it should be 2.5 times your salary. Not anything more than that. So if you made 40 grand a year, 80 and then half of that's 100. So you buy a $100,000 house.
Okay.
So if you have two people making 80 grand a year, you can do, math. Right. But I'm curious what he says about that. And so house, and then Raymundo, probably going to get engaged soon, right?
Yeah.
Can we ask about engagement rings?
I will.
So Friday that happens with him.
Like how much to spend on an engagement ring?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that guy. Dave Ramsey will be in on Friday, and we'll talk about that. There was a story with this guy. He didn't know, but his backpack, he was leaving a trip from Florida to Hawaii, and he had a big snake in his backpack, and the snake had slithered in his backpack, and he takes it on a plane. It was a southern black racer snake. It slipped out of the man's backpack.
Ugh.
Snakes have no natural predators in Hawaii, so they pose a threat to some of the species in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So you can't take them and let them out or have them. And so he was not aware that the animal had slithered into his backpack. It was about a foot long.
Cool.
It was just chilling the whole way. Lunchbox hates snakes.
He's shaking.
He
right
took
now.
His headphones off for a second.
I mean, it just gives me chills when you say the word and everything about it. Ugh.
You ever actually been around a snake?
Yeah. I mean, I was walking my dog the other day and there's a freaking snake and right there on the sidewalk.
What'd you do?
Jumped and ran on the other side of the street.
Did you leave your dog?
Yep. Let go of the leash.
No, you didn't.
Stop. I did.
All right. Always listen to the post-show, pre-show if you're bored. Because we finish the show, but we keep going. We turn the mics on and we keep going most days. So hit it up. The average person starts to seriously plan their wedding at age 21 years old.
Wow.
Think about that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I thought whoever was dating at the time of 21, I was definitely going to marry, but I wasn't like planning the wedding.
I never have thought that about me.
Oh.
Ever. I just have never seen me, mm-hmm. and I had one relationship that was 4 years, mm-hmm. another one that was almost two. That's some good ones.
If I had a boyfriend that like lasted a month, I was like, we're probably going to get married. Is that bad?
No. Well, you and your husband, you're about together about a month and you got married. So yeah, 21 is when they start. They also say guys imagine their dream weddings way more than you would think. I'm not someone who pictures, that wedding thing is weird to me anyway, but moving on, because we're done with the show today. Amy, what's happening with you?
Well, so Shira will get home from camp, so got her, and then I've got to basically unpack her, do laundry, and repack her, because she leaves for Austin tomorrow to go, like, it's summertime, so she's going to Austin tomorrow, and I'll still be here working, but I'm going to meet them this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you?
Well, I have a lot today, actually. Mm-hmm. Let me look at my calendar. Dustin Lynch is coming by to do a Bobby cast, and so that'll be up. Here is my day today, since you asked. Oh, we have a St. Louis Skype session after the show today? All of us
did? Didn't get the memo that got canceled?
Oh, it got canceled, Bones.
Oh.
You can wipe that one off your calendar.
No, nobody tells me anything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, deleting that.
I have that off my calendar.
I have Dustin Lynch coming by. I have three of them. What are we pointing at, Mike? Oh, and then also the Get Up. You can watch that on my Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably watch that a few times today.
It's got a lot of views. It's me and Kaylee Hammock dancing around in my backyard. And also this guy comes in and jumps in. It's good.
Take it to the left now and dip with it. Don't throw down.
Put your hips in it. People asking me what's in my cup.
Oh, that was what I was going to ask you that.
Water.
Oh.
It's hot.
Okay.
Wait, what do you think? We're drinking out at noon on a weekday we recorded
Blanco
that video.
Blanco Brown,
yeah. We'll see you. What is tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Shout out Garth Brooks for coming by. We did a segment called Urban Legend with Garth Brooks about some of the urban legends we've heard about him throughout his career. Listen to that on the podcast. That's all for now, folks. Did you do a 5 questions? Did you do your question and answer thing?
Yeah, that's up today.
4 things.
Q&A is up. Yeah.
There you go.
Load it up. All right. Give it a listen.
Peace out. The Bobby Bone Show.